Hi everyone, I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I hope you had a wonderful week and weekend. So we are here once again for preparing for another week. And for this week's prayer point, we are going to pray for healing of our souls, because I know we've gone through a lot. And yeah, a spiritual healing, so that God will uplift us spiritually, and so that God can heal those who are heartbroken, those who feel rejected, those who are bitter and feel that they cannot forgive, the envious, the jealous souls. This is a fact. Some people are jealous and envious. Deep inside them, they know, you know yourself, you know yourself better. So let's pray, let's make it a prayer point for this week, so that God can take all that suffering from our souls and heal us and give us peaceful hearts, joyful hearts, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord, our soul, and not forget not all your benefits. You give all our iniquities. You heal all diseases. You redeem our lives from the pit. You crown us with steadfast love and mercy. You satisfy us with good, so that our youth is renewed like eagles. Lead us beside quiet waters and refresh our souls. Thank you for healing the brokenhearted. We thank you for leading us to Jesus Christ. Touch us with your healing hands, for your will is for us to be well in mind, body, soul, and spirit. Cover us with the most precious blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Be near us in our times of weaknesses and pain. Sustain us by your grace, that our strength and courage may not fail. Heal us according to your will. Help us always to believe that what happens to us here is of little account if you hold us in eternal life, our Lord and our God. Offer us your law to refresh our souls, to make the simple wise, bringing joy to the heart and brightening the eyes of those who are led by it. Give us the wisdom to consider that our present sufferings are worth the glory that will be revealed in us. We pray that you heal our souls, as no one who comes to you will ever be turned away. No soul that is trusted into your hands will ever be lost. Help us engage ourselves in prayers, forgiveness, repentance. By your grace, help us reject lies. Instead, replace them with the truth and process the painful memories to bring emotional and spiritual healing. Help us go through the three stages of spiritual healing: the purgative stage, the illuminative stage, and the unitive stage. And lead us through the healing process of our wounds. That is the primary, secondary, and the tertiary stages. Give us supernatural, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional healing. Give us the grace to maintain the healing, because according to your word, a joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up bones. Oh Lord, do not let the suffering to bring anxiety, as anxiety weighs us down. Cover us with your good word that will make us glad. Guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Grant us peace of mind and calm our troubled hearts. Our souls are like turbulent sea. Help us find balance so we should not stumble and worry constantly. Give us the strength and clarity of mind to find our purpose and walk the path of you laid out of us. For you, Lord, did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and self-control. Help us take comfort in the knowledge that you have seen every thought and image, and know the fears and anxiety disorders that we are going through. Help us focus our eyes straight ahead and keep our gaze on what is in front of us. Give us the strength not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our request to you, our Father. May your peace, which transcends all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. O Lord, never forsake us. Keep our hearts strong and cast all our fears. Go before us and be with us, our Father. Care for us, O Lord. When lying down, help us sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make us dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you very much, and I hope God touches your soul, heals you from head to toe, from each kind of suffering, from every kind of oppression, from every kind of rejection. I hope and I trust God is gonna do it for you. Amen.